longing for you still. All I have to do is sit alone and cry in our little cabin over here. All someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin over here. Find there's no more happiness for you. Just let your thoughts turn back once more, if you will, to our little cabin on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill.
Show, these guys with blacked out front teeth and freckles and Mortimer Snerd expressions, grass in their teeth and straw hats and hay bales and stuff like that. And he said that that was, for, to him, that was country music for city people. He wanted his country music to be country music for country people. So he was the first band to come on the Grand Ole Opry and seriously dress in business suits. And dress the way that country people would dress if they were going to church or if they were going to town or getting ready to go do some serious business. And he said that was always the way. He said there were some of the other bands on the Grand Ole Opry that you'd go out to sing and they would come out while you were singing and start rolling up your pants leg and stuff like that. You know, it was just a joke. And he said they were all out there singing the gospel song one night, and one of those fellas went out there and started rolling up his pants leg. Said he didn't do that no more. He said he didn't do that anymore. Which means, as he was rolling up his pants leg, he's probably also started rolling up his sleeve. But and also Bill never played the fiddle. I've seen him pick up a fiddle and pull a bow across a little bit, but I consider him to be one of the great old-time fiddlers of all time, but he expressed himself on the mandolin, and he always, he spent his time teaching fiddlers to play his music by showing him what he wanted on the mandolin, and he was a indefatigable, how's that for a word? Indefatigable writer of mandolin instrumentals or fiddle tunes, whatever you want to call them. And a lot of them have been learned by a lot of mandolin players. I'm going to ask Mike Compton, I'm going to put Mike on the spot here and ask him to, because Mike probably knows more of these tunes than anybody, and ask him to dredge back through his memory and see if he can come up with a tune that Bill wrote that he never did put on record or anything, just some real, because he, like if he were here tonight and he was turned on by this occasion, he might write a mandolin instrumental and call it Freight and Salvage. That would be probably a typical name for a Bill Monroe mandolin instrumental. I want Mike to kind of see if he can remember one, and kind of imagine that we're all sitting out of Bill's farm, and Bill had an old log cabin out there that he'd refurbished and had, because Bill was an insufferable romantic. I guess we have to hand that to him. And nothing he loved better than to build up an old fire and talk about the old times and play old tunes. And I remember one time he wrote a tune called Land of Lincoln, and he played it for me. He says, "Now you listen to these tones right here. These are the kinds of tones that Abraham Lincoln would have heard."
Hard to follow. No, it's not the name of it. I don't know exactly what the name is. It's called Hard to Follow. It's just one that he accosted. It's just a simple little thing. It's not the one that I was hoping I'd get to play.
It's not that never been
a taste. No. Bill cornered Chet Atkins backstage of the Opry one night and said, "Here, I want you to listen to this." And he took off in this and got playing. Of course, it changes chords at weird times, so Chet didn't have any idea what was going on. And Bill came ripped to the end. He said, "What's the matter with you? You're supposed to be the greatest guitar player in the world." let me see if I can play this little bit of it.
I'll just stand back.
As good as Chet Atkins.